You are listening to Legion of Substitute Podcasters, episode 317, The Moosinee Manhunter versus Mon-El. And welcome to episode 317 of Legion of Substitute Podcasters. I'm Paul French, and today I am First Date Dude.
No,
it's all good. It's all good. It is 9 years ago tonight that Jan and I met for the first time.
Aww.
And I'm sitting here having a beer, talking funny books with my buddies online. Wow. Incurable romantic. It's
dead man. Jan asleep?
She's totally asleep. Oh, okay. We went out. Don't worry. We went out for dinner last night. Had a good time. So it's all good. It's all good.
I was gonna say. Usually she's in bed by now.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. And So 9 years ago today.
Oh. I thought you said first aid lad, and I was like, oh shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You
said. Oh gosh.
Which isn't surprising with the wee ones.
Well, absolutely, and actually, I have I'm just fighting a little bit of a cold here that I think I got from one of the little ones. But given the time I've spent at the hospital over the last week, my dad was for those who aren't aware, my dad was in for heart surgery, and all went well.
Yay!
All is good, and best part is the stuff that he was afraid of, he doesn't even remember. So that's
awesome.
That's
sweet.
A very good thing. And so he's on the mend very well. And
it's all that morphine they pumped into him.
So all is good. All is good.
Yay. I thought we were gonna have to take the boy to the hospital this weekend. He damn near got himself concussed.
Oh no! What happened?
Falling off the bed.
Oh geez.
Was what? He jumping on the bed?
Yes, they were jumping on the bed.
Oh, the monkey fell out of the bed.
Ah. Oh no!
So his ear's all swole up, and he's got a bump on it. Oh!
Wow!
It was a good one.
This is why we can't have nice things.
At
least nothing was broken.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, totally. We got lucky.
Mm-hmm. Wow!
Are you putting him in a padded room now? Just you know.
No, he's just gonna wear a helmet all the time.
See, Jen and I were talking about this last night.
Safety first.
At one point, we were saying about how you know, like Ella's got the bed rails, and.
I need the bedroll sometimes.
Right? And so we're talking about, you know, we should probably take those off there at some point soon. And I'm all worried about her, you know, like I'm like, well, maybe we could just set up some cushions by the side of the bed just in case, just for the first little while. And then I'm like worried about how she's going to land. And so I like when you say that, it's like, oh my God, I was thinking about that stuff just yesterday.
You can't make her sleep wearing a helmet, Paul. It's never going to work.
No, huh? Yeah.
They hate it.
Oh no, I think she would be all for it, but yeah, it just wouldn't go well.
But they don't sleep well because their necks get all bent weird.
Exactly, and therein
lies
the problem.
You need to get one of those weird curvy pillows.
I suppose.
Yes. Yes, a specific sleep number pillow, maybe.
Mm. Yeah.
Genius. All right, over to you, Darren.
Really? Is it time?
Until next week.
Longest intros ever. Brian's probably timing it wherever he is. Hi, everybody. I'm Darren Noel, and I am homework boy because all I've been doing is homework.
Home,
for as long as I remember.
Homework.
Not homo work. Oh. Homework.
That's for.
I have a 45-page paper due Thursday that I'm on page 28 of currently.
Yeah, that's nothing.
It's nothing. I've got a presentation Tuesday to do, and I've got a case due tomorrow. That have I worked on it? Not really. Whatever. I'll get to it.
17 more pages to go. You're over the hump on that paper.
I'm over
sir.
The hump. I'm on the downward slope. And so now I've decided that I am going to leave homework boy behind and be drinking dude the rest of the evening. So,
yeah.
Over to you, Maddie.
Oh, I am Matt Kramer, and the past couple of days I've been movie man, because that seems to be all I've been doing is watching a bunch of movies we've had shrink wrapped and Sarah didn't want to watch. And since she's out of the house for the weekend, I've just been watching movies she doesn't care about.
Oh, that must be horrible.
Dancing around your underpants too, like fucking Tom Cruise.
Of course. But no concussions.
Well, that's good.
Look at you.
Yes, and if you haven't seen Edge of Tomorrow or Live, Die, Repeat.
I was going to say, wait, don't you mean Live, Die, Repeat?
Yeah, see it. It is awesome.
Very cool.
Is that like Groundhog Day for sci-fi fans?
Nope.
Nope? Okay.
That comparison is one of the things that turned people off of the movie, and it is absolutely nothing like that.
Okay, well, that's good. That's nice to know. I mean, seriously.
I like Groundhog Day, though, so.
Oh, yeah, but it kind of is in that it's stuff's repeated over and over, but there is an act there. It's all explained in the movie, whereas a Groundhog Day never is.
And I think that's what got on my nerves with Groundhog Day. And I just can't get through that movie. I know people love it, but
gasp.
It's, I know. I just can't get through it.
Ned Ryerson.
You might as well ask me to watch a season of Seinfeld.
What?
Yeah, I know. All the dirty laundry is going to get aired tonight, people. I am drinking. So
As long as it's not cough medicine.
He's got, not yet. Although, if I run out
he's got
days.
A lot of problems with you people.
See? He's bringing out the Festivus, Paul, already.
It's early, but the beats of strength will begin shortly.
Nice.
Oh, dear. I am Scott Coles, and this week I am at a loss, lad.
Aw.
It's just been one of those couple weeks there where it's been death after death and things, and stuff's not going great at work. I'm losing a couple of guys from my shift that they're going to another shift, and so now I'm going to be left carrying the majority of the load in my area, and that's a drag. So I really don't have anything funny to say. It kind of sucks, actually.
I'm sorry, babe.
Yeah, you know what it is. But we did go to the aquarium there, the Ripley's Aquarium in Toronto.
What did you think?
Oh, it was awesome,
isn't
dude.
It?
It was really cool. Like the best part of it, of course, was the part where Kevin pet the shark and then licked his hand.
Oh, that was funny. Yeah, I read when you posted
and horrified everyone there.
No, because it was just me and him. And the girl that was running the little petting table or whatever, right? The little petting thing. And we go up and he's like, I'm like, you can touch it. And he's like, oh, okay. So he sticks his hand in there and he's petting the back of this little, it's only like a foot long. It's called a bamboo shark or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's petting it. And I'm like, oh, so what does it feel like? And he goes, it feels like, and then he not just nonchalantly, like nothing happens. He pulls his hand out of the tank, licks it real quick. And says, tongue.
That's hilarious. Yeah. The
woman manning the booth is sort of looking at me, and I'm like, I just sort of shrug my shoulders. I don't know.
I got nothing for this, yeah.
But he did it so naturally. It was amazing.
That's awesome.
It was like it were nothing, it were no thing.
Yeah, let me just check.
It does feel like my tongue a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that place... You know, we did. I was going to say I could spend hours there, but we did.
Yeah, we were there for about 3 hours.
Yeah,
and we definitely could have spent longer.
Yeah, yeah. It's
I think we spent half an hour at the manta ray petting tank alone.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I love.
Things are weird.
Like whenever I travel somewhere where there are aquariums, like I love aquariums, and having this one. So close is awesome because it's one of the better ones for sure.
We had never been to an aquarium, right? So yeah, it just got built last year, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it was like a year ago, September or something like that, or maybe a little bit later.
They were just
than
building
that.
It when Fan Expo was on.
That's right. Cool. So it was. You're right. It wasn't ready in September. It was later on. So it was probably like more like November. Like it's probably been open about a year now.
Yeah.
And we went in April and. We plan on making a return trip because we loved it. The kids loved it. It's total win.
Oh, yeah. The little tunnel with the moving the moving sidewalks. You just stand there and go by, and it's like a glass tunnel with the, and the tank goes over it, so the sharks and stuff are just swimming over top.
So
see,
cool.
See their bellies and stuff.
Yeah, that was Ella's favorite part of the whole place.
Oh yeah,
yeah, they were very neat stuff, and yeah, I took far more pictures that are like, what was that again? Yeah. Oh man,
I'm sure it had a name, but also I found out that if I were a tuna, I would cost $4,100.
It's like a Kids in the Hall bit. if my head were beef, which I know it is not.
Yeah. Well, no, it's just they have a scale there, and it's
totally
like, tuna is like $17 and something cents a pound. If you were a tuna, you would cost, and it shows you.
So I love that.
It tells you you're fat, but at least you're expensive, I guess.
Yeah, supposed to make you feel better about your self-worth, I guess.
Yeah, brings a little bit of, yeah, absolutely. Brings the self-worth back into it all.
And then you're like, oh, great, I'm worth more as a tuna than I am as a person.
If only I could be a tuna.
Or a nice salmon.
I've never wished to be a tuna before, but now.
Now, there's an odd appeal to it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, well, such is the way of things.
Indeed. Indeed.
So what are we doing?
So
it's been a while.
What are we doing?
It's been a few weeks since we've had the whole gang here, and
we had to catch up. So.
I almost forget how to do it.
Exactly. What is
it's like riding a bicycle?
Yeah,
or so they say.
All right, so we're going to get into something that came out a few weeks back. The return of the Legion, basically. It is the return of the Legion to the DCU.
Never heard of them.
And it all begins in Justice League United. Actually, it kind of starts in like the waning pages of issue 5 of Justice League United. But let's just take it as a given that Mon-El shows up and he's all badass.
He's all Clint Eastwood-y.
Yeah. And so we have the Justice League United animal, of course, they're annual. They are based out of Moosonee, Ontario, just a little ways north of here.
A little bit.
Are they actually?
Yeah, they are. They absolutely are.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and so that's why they've got the little maple leaf in the D.
Ah, well, that's what I thought. That's why I thought the Martian Manhunter had it in his chest symbol there, too.
So, I'm sorry, you mean the Moosonee Manhunter?
Yes. Yeah, the Moosonee Manhunter. I'm told that's a place up north. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
I just say we call him the Mountie because he's a manhunter. And don't they always get their men?
They
Isn't
do, indeed.
Isn't that the thing?
They
why don't do we just change him to the Mountie?
Is he your favorite wrestler?
Yeah.
Wrestling? What?
Mountie. The Scott gets it.
Exactly.
Of course he does.
There was a team of French Canadians called the Quebecers.
Yeah.
And eventually they broke up, and the one guy
Shouldn't
kept
that be the Québécois.
No, they were the Quebecers.
Yeah, no, Quebecers is
Americans
much.
Americans wouldn't understand Québécois.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's very true. Except for us erudite.
Eventually they broke up, and then the one guy kept wrestling, and he. changed his name to the Mountie, and his thing was he would come in with an electrified cattle prod.
No,
and he would zap people with it. But he wore the big, Mountie outfit and stuff.
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah.
What kind of
this,
weight
this
would
was
you
like
have
1993, 1994 ish.
Wow,
Jacques Rougeau.
Yep, Jacques Rougeau.
You don't get a much more French name than that.
No. There was also Pierre.
Pierre.
Huh?
Wasn't the other guy was Pierre? Wasn't
no,
he was
Raymond.
Oh, Raymond.
Yes.
Wow.
Jacques and Raymond, the Rougeau brothers, and then they were the Quebecers, and then they were.
Sorry, I asked.
I'm not. This is fascinating.
Welcome to wrestling.
There's a part of my country's culture that I completely missed on.
Raffle cast.
Jacques Rougeau.
Wrestling cast.
Mm. Wow.
We just picked up a whole bunch of listeners in the Bible Belt with that. Just saying.
Yeah, but they're all confused with us saying Rougeau. You know, don't you mean Rougeau?
Yeah. Rugo. That's Rugo. He's from New Orleans.
Yeah.
Where we get all of our French pronunciations from down here.
Indeed. Indeed. And yet it's still pronounced, and that, and yet you guys still call it the foyer. homage.
What the hell is that?
I think it's a breakfast cereal.
Hominy?
I will often hear people say something about, yeah, it's paying homage to this, and it's like, no, that's homage.
Homage, yeah, homage, yeah. That's true.
And they're the same people who say, yeah, I'm just gonna leave that down in the foyer.
Yeah, foyer. Yeah, that's what you call it.
Foyer.
Yeah, if you come to the South, y'all don't order a pop or a soda. Just say Coke. Move on with your life. Thank you.
What if you want a Pepsi?
Then you will be run out of town on a rail, basically.
No Pepsi, Coke.
There's no Pepsi.
There you go. There you go, Paul. Paul got it.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger.
I know. It's a Seinfeld reference.
No, it's not. No.
No.
No, it's an old it's an old Bill Murray. Belushi was in that one, too,
yeah,
wasn't
Belushi.
He? It's a really old SNL thing where it's cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. No Coke, Pepsi.
See, while you were watching Saturday Night Live, I was watching Solid Gold, so, you know.
It explains so much.
Explains so much.
Oh, Marilyn McCoo, where are you now?
Waylon Flowers and Madam, dude, come on.
Wow.
One of my icons and idols right there.
Again, explains so much.
So much.
All right, so, looking at the cover here. Justice League United against the Legion of Superheroes. We have on the cover Lightning Lad, and somehow in front, facing front, not running away, Phantom Girl.
It's gonna be a problem. I knew it.
I think that's inaccurate.
One day I'll let that go. One day.
No, you won't.
No,
you are not Elsa. You will not let this go.
I will so not let that go. And up front, Mon-El with both arms.
Both arms.
What? That's no fair.
Saturn Girl and Brainiac 5.
And so let's point out the fact that they certainly look like they just came out of the last Levitz run here.
She's got the short hair.
She's got the short bob. He's got the longer hair and the trench coat.
Does she, or is it tied back? I
think it's shorter hair. Recall. I'd have to we'll get there when we get there.
You're right. Yeah.
I hope it is, cuz that's hot.
It's that Sharon Stone look.
It's a good. I gotta say, I like the art on this cover. It reminds me, actually. Yes, you're right. Coming out of that last Levitz run, but also, really out of the Superman and the Legion run.
Oh, totally, totally.
Right, like especially run, Lightning Lad, especially Lightning Lad. Up front we have the Justice League United. From the top we have Adam Strange, Green Arrow, Animal Man, Equinox, Stargirl, the Moosinee Manhunter, the Mountie, and Supergirl.
Yep.
And
there's a planet in the background. I'm guessing that's Earth.
Probably, yes.
Just a guess.
This issue is brought to us by Jeff Lemire, who is the writer, Neil Edwards on pencils, Jay Leiston, inker, Jeremy Cox, colorist, Diaz, Cienti, and Taylor Esposito, letterers. Andrew Robinson did that cover, and a fine job he did, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Rod Rice did the variant cover. Amadeo Turturro, assistant editor, and Brian Cunningham, editor.
So if he's the Mountie,
who's the Mounted?
Does that mean his name is Jacques Rougeau? Awesome. Carry
excellent.
On, sorry.
Excellent.
Of course it does.
All right. So we start off in the Justice League United bunker in Moosinee. I'm always amused when they do the Moosinee Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
it's three blocks north and two blocks west of Montreal.
Yeah,
right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just checking.
Except not at all.
Yeah, not even close.
No way.
But
not
it,
at all,
it is right the there, it is the way
say,
like when
say
you refer
Ottawa.
When When you guys talk about a place,
Montreal.
When you guys talk about a place in the U.S., you'll say the city and the state, right?
Usually, sometimes it depends upon what we're talking about, really.
Absolutely. And so this, you know, to me is always odd because it's that whole, you know, it's like the Terrence and Philip, oh, we're going to downtown Canada.
Yeah.
and I can only I must blame the editor. I must blame the editor on this one cuz Lemire knows better. He would have said Moosonee, Ontario.
Ah.
Not
in Saskatchewan or Newfoundland, right?
So as not to be confused with all the other Moosonees.
Yeah, we have a shit ton of them.
Place is lousy with them.
I like that Mon-El is wearing his Lemire belt buckle there. That's nice.
Absolutely.
Can we talk about this costume for Mon-El here? Just
by all means.
If you must. I'd rather and it didn't exist.
Thank you. Because this is not a good look.
Well, it's that whole this whole thing where they're doing all the costumes like this with that really weird like tapered shoulder pad deal, like everything's form fitting shoulder pads and high neck collars.
Well, but he always had that.
Well, he
was always a collar dude. But this weird, the way the cape goes drapes over the shoulder,
and let's face it, the wind is only blowing one way in this room right now. Okay.
Yeah, no kidding.
Despite the
from
way
the his floor up of yes. where Mon-El is standing
and over, it's like a magic loogie. Yeah,
I do not like the boots at all.
Super flatulence.
I think the boots just look ugly here with the red cutout.
See,
oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. The cutout thing is weird, and we'll get to that again when we talk about Supergirl.
And the whole why must my crotch be black here when I have that's bright bad. Blue darts on my waistcoat. Yeah, it's just too busy.
Yeah.
Remember when Perez went through that? Yeah, my crotch is always confused. Remember when Perez went through that really busy costume era of his?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of that era in a way.
Yeah,
where
I can see that.
There is a lot going on, and someone's going to have to redraw this over and over
again.
Except
for, unfortunately, it's not Papa Perez drawing it.
True,
so.
True.
No,
true.
But I don't know
he
if any of you
guys... pull it off. Nobody else can pull it off and do it in time.
Not always. Not
exactly.
Always.
Oh, not always, for sure. But
yeah, yeah. No, it's... I read Sirens yesterday.
I love me some George Perez, but that Troy outfit was busy.
Yeah, a great example. Absolutely, busy. Yeah. And that was the trend of the time.
It was.
You
it
know,
was.
And
hell, Jericho's outfit is horrendous.
Absolutely. But see, like stuff like that comes back again and again.
But he had a good haircut, so it was okay.
He had the blonde fro.
The murd.
Yeah, the murd.
He had the murd.
Curly murd.
Murd is the word.
Murd after he discovered electricity.
All right, so... he says, I've traveled across space and time just to find you, and I'm sorry, but that child must be destroyed, or the Legion of Superheroes will die.
Drama queen.
Yeah. Well, and it's kind of a, like, hey, if you're going to do the whole coming from the future, it's like, you know, actually more than just our team will die. There will be other people, too. And it seems that he's very focused on, well, we'll die. But, yeah, what about everybody else?
Well, this is the whole...
He comes this from is, the,
yeah.
the Legion time, right? If the Legion dies, obviously everyone else is going to die.
Because who else could save them?
Exactly.
All right, so...
This is also the preview thing where they have to do 5 pages of, oh my God, so by the comic, you know, so...
Yeah. OMG. And so we have Equinox, who is a Kree teenager. No, not that kind of Kree, but it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool for them to be able to say that, right?
Yeah.
And Elemental Protector of the North. Alana Strange, Star-Crossed Space Hero. We, of course, have the Mountie, the Moosonee Manhunter himself,
mm-hmm.
Jean Rougeau.
Jacques Rougeau.
Jacques Rougeau. Yeah, but this is Jean Rougeau.
Okay.
Long-lost twin brother. Yeah.
And Ultra the Multi-Alien.
They all look alike to Darren.
Is that Ultra the Multi-Alien?
Yes. Yes.
See issues 1 through 6. Is it
one through four? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They kind of explain his because we're up. This leads straight out of 4. I think.
He doesn't look like Malta the Multi Alien.
No.
Sorry. This leads out of 5. Yeah. My mistake. Yeah. Not yet. He's a young Ultra the Multi Alien.
Okay.
He got rebooted too. And he says Future Man bad. Yes, exactly. And the Musume Manhunter is having none of this, which means they're gonna throw down, and they start with a mighty Krakoom. Take a drink,
everybody. Thank you, Jeff Lemire, for writing that in. I do believe he's going to try to get me drunk. Oh, goodness.
I do declare. The Infinitus Saga, part... Sorry, the Infinitus Saga.
Saga.
Part 1 of 5. All right, so he says, I have no... So basically, he has no idea who Mon-El is or who this Legion of Superheroes is, but you need to stand down. And he lays some smackdown on Mon-El, but he brings it back and he says, "You don't understand. Time is the very problem." And I love this stuff he's playing with the Zeta Beam, the whole Adam Strange thing. And so Alana points a gun at Mon-El and says, "Equinox, keep the kids safe," and flash. And there's Adam Strange standing there with a glass of wine saying, "Gotta say, Sardath, this uranium fruit wine is really... What?"
So they're doing a thing where they swap out? Is that what...
They are like, they can never be together. They're swapping out. The Zeta Beam is moving each one of them to and fro.
They're
in love, but never together.
Like Dr. Occult and Rose Tyler or whatever? Where
Rose Psychic. Rose Tyler's a different
Doctor Who, right?
Yeah,
right. I'm mixing my doctor metaphor.
You are,
yes. So Adam's like, "Earth, damn it! Sardath needs to fix that Zeta loop mix-up. Alana and I can't keep switching places like this. Wait, what the hell is going on?" And Equinox just basically boils it all down. "That's the bad guy. Shoot him."
Okay.
And so he picks up the BFG, big effing gun, and fires it at Mon-El, and to little effect.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, what he needs then to do is throw the gun at him, and he'll duck. And that's when you get him. He says, "Give me the child, and no one else will get hurt." And he says, "Yeah, I don't think so." And so Mon-El grabs him by the throat, and he says, "Kid, whoever you are, do something." And with a mighty Kiwatin, she...
Inukchuk!
Yes, yeah. Basically. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She zaps Mon-El, and he says, "Nice shot, kid, but where's everyone else? Green Arrow? Animal Man? They went to space. The Hawk guy was in trouble."
Oh. Hawk guy?
Hawkman, but he died. I don't...
No, I think she means Monarch.
Sorry. You had to go there, didn't you?
A butterfly?
Yes, Dr. Venture.
he says, "Hawkman, but he died. I don't..." And then Mon-El breaks through the ice, I guess, and says, "Enough! I know you. I've studied your holovids, the great Adam Strange at Equinox. You have to understand, I am like you, but I have no choice. Ultra must be destroyed."
Dun, dun, dun.
And we pass along to the Polaris star system, the Plexus 6 Pleasure Station.
Hello.
It is a Polaris-based casino and brothel, which services 14,000 life forms each Earth rotation. Its longtime slogan, "You either go home happy or not at all." And that is, of course, taken from the Encyclopedia Galactica 2014 edition.
I don't think Stargirl's old enough to be in here.
We'll get to that. Animal Man says, "I thought we were looking for Hawkman, but all I see is angry bounty hunters, lots of them." And Supergirl says, "Yes, this is way more fun." So we have, again, roll call, Green Arrow, billionaire playboy turned expert archer, Justice League United away team leader. Supergirl.
Is he Riker now?
I guess. Hey, that could work out well for him. Supergirl, teenage cousin of Superman with all of his Kryptonian powers. Animal Man, connected to the life web that allows him to take the traits and abilities of any animal. And Stargirl, teenage super celebrity and wielder of the powerful cosmic staff.
Oh!
So here they are in the cantina, and... Totally.
Any more and Lucas would sue us.
Exactly.
Well, Disney would sue us in lieu of Lucas now. So.
Yeah, and we already pulled the Kree thing, so we got to be careful.
Yeah, we got to be careful.
Yeah. Green Arrow says, "Stand down, Supergirl. Whoever stole Hawkman's Justice League transmitter after he died, what, is in this bar, and we're here to get answers, not pick a fight." And she's like, "Ah, come on, they're asking for it." And he tells her to stand down, but you don't tell Supergirl to do what to do. And
No one puts baby in a corner.
Yes. And so off she goes, and
busting heads.
Indeed, yep. Indeed, cracking skulls right away. And Stargirl says, "I don't think I'm old enough to be in a place like this."
Ah, gotcha.
And Animal Man says, "I think I'm too married to be in a place like this."
Ah, you might have a point there. Ellen's going to be pissed.
Yeah. And
what kind of alien STD did you bring home this time, Buddy Baker?
And he says, Supergirl says, "We're looking for the creep who robbed Hawkman's body." And she says, "Start talking and I stop hitting."
It's not Cam, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
That's lovely. She says, "Get that, and that's what you want on your 3D IMAX movie."
Yeah, and she says, "Who's next?" And we got an interesting collection of aliens here, including a guy who looks a little egg foo-ish. Animal Man says, "I think we're good, SG. Wait, you're both SG, right?" Because it's Stargirl and Supergirl. Mm-hmm. And he says, "I can't use that nickname. Blondie. Wait, we're all blonde, too."
It's the Aryan squad.
And
whoa there.
Some guy's beeping, and there's a beeper that goes off. I guess they found Hawkman's transmitter, and Green Arrow says, "There." And Supergirl is like shot out of a cannon. She's after him. She's like, "Got him." And he says, "Would you just wait?" An Animal Man says, "Don't you think it's weird that we're all blondes? I mean, what are the chances? Maybe Manhunter sent us here as part of an elaborate Martian plot to get rid of us all at the same time?" And Stargirl says, "Hey, man, what's the quietest animal? Be that." I love the banter. This is
no respect for Buddy.
No respect. I love that. That Lemire's able to keep it a bit lighthearted as well.
True.
Yeah,
true.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Green Arrow is not a very good leader, I have to say.
This would be the point. And they grab the guy looks like Snaggletooth out of Star Wars again.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
except
dun,
he's wearing dun, a Challenges dun, of the dun, Unknown dun, uniform.
Is he?
Well, you know, it's yellow. Oh, wait, they were purple. Never mind.
Yeah, they were purple.
Yeah. Who is it then? Rapunzel? No.
The Sea Devils were blue.
Yeah.
Cape Carson's scene was red. I don't know what you're talking about.
Someone with the yellow with the blue epaulets.
The web from the Impact comics?
No. I think that this was a Rapunzel thing at some point.
Oh, it could be.
Yeah. All right. So, and here we get an unfortunate angle on Supergirl's costume. Again, with the cape that drapes over the shoulders. This is not a good... The cape's already a problem. We know what problems capes are.
Yes. No capes, darling. No
then
capes.
You're going to make it restrict you around the shoulders? It makes no sense.
What makes no sense is the red panty shield.
Oh my god!
Back.
Yeah, what is that? It looks like they taped a pad under there.
Pretty much.
Flap so she can go to the bathroom while wearing her costume.
They're like
that
footy pajamas.
Is disgusting. That is disgusting.
It's just Velcro, you know.
Everybody up in Canada wears them union suits, you know.
Well, you have to. It's too cold. Take your whole pants off. Jeez. Especially a moosiny.
No, I'm going on record. I hate this Supergirl costume.
Yeah,
it is terrible.
I I've never liked the boots for it. It's
what is with the cutouts on the boots? I don't get it.
Nobody has boots like that.
No one. I think they're just trying to make it difficult for cosplayers. Get over it, DC.
Well, here's the thing: is a lot of these new costumes look like they're designed so that they're supposed to look more realistic. Like they got all the seams. You know, and all the joints and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And then they go with boots that are completely unrealistic. They
unrealistic.
Stand like that. Like they.
I mean, there's no way that top part is able to stand up like that.
Unless she's like.
Good point. Good point. You're right. You're right. But that's an interesting thing, Scott. You're right. Is that it has been sort of a, you know, costumes are going to have seams, and we've never seen them before, but we're going to show them.
And then you make completely unrealistic boots.
Like, but exactly. Scott's right. It's to show a bit of an element of realism, but then to then go with that as part of the design is ridiculous.
Exactly.
And you wear boots generally as protection, right? As some sort of protection. And oh, but let's leave the kneecap open.
Yeah, because nothing ever bad happens to kneecaps ever.
Yeah, yeah, because that's not one of the parts that you really want to
keep working.
Yeah. So...
as we all get older.
Yeah, you know, so it's ridiculous. Good. I'm sure we're not the first to say so.
It is. I don't like it. No, so, sir. I don't like it.
So Ollie says, where'd you get this? It belonged to a friend of mine who just died. And Supergirl says, if you stole it from his corpse, disrespected him, I swear.
And, I swear. I do declare.
I'm going to change you from a rooster to a hen with one shot.
And she you know, gets the old heat vision just brewing in the eyes there and says, talk. And he says, I traded it for a few vid creds from a Kundian merc I was on a job with. I didn't take it, I swear. The Thanagarian military were transporting Hawkman's body back to his homeworld. What job were you working that gave you access to this? And he says, one of Thanagar's moons, Ringor. It was some weird cult thing. They had his body in some temple, a church or something. And Animal Man looks at the guy and he's like, is that an Ewok? They're just skirting around it, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Chup, chup.
Yeah. And Stargirl says, Stargirl shuts him down and he says, a church? What church? And he says, the priest's name was Biff.
Oh, there's a name I know from Who's Who.
Yeah, and from Hawkman. You know, and that's a key villain.
Is a key Hawkman villain for sure.
For the Thanagarian Hawkman.
Yes.
And so we go back to Moosiny to the Justice League United bunker. Clearly, this story takes place in the future, a couple of months hence. And so Mon-El says, you have to understand, I'm not a killer. I'm like you, but that child cannot be allowed to live. And Adam Strange says, okay, let's be honest. I don't stand a chance against you, but I'm still not going to let you flash. And Alana's back, and she says, I don't want any damn fruit wine, Sardath. I want to get back to Earth. And so Mon-El's a little puzzled by this. But so, he doesn't have much time to be puzzled by it, because with a quick choom, the Moosiny Manhunter, the Mountie himself, has decked him.
Yeah.
And they say, nice save, Manhunter. Now what do we do? Now we Equinox, we find out who this madman really is. I'll connect with him telepathically and...
Mr. Jenkins.
And, oh, Manhunter? And and Saturn Girl is laying down the mental smackdown on him.
Aw, damn.
And Brainy says, you'll do no such thing, Martian Manhunter. And Equinox says, so who are these guys now? And Alana has no clue. He says, I am Brainiac 5, and this is Saturn Girl and Phantom Girl. We are here as cross-time emissaries of the Legion of Superheroes. There is no need for further violence, at least not yet. Unlike my rather hot-headed teammate Mon-El, I prefer diplomacy whenever possible. Someone else says, there's no time for diplomacy, Brainy. You know as well as I do. This monster needs to die. And Brainy says, and I told you, Mon, just let me handle this. But you just had to storm off to the Time Academy on your own. So, the Time Academy used to be the Time Institute. Now it's the Time Academy. Just a, yeah, just a little thing. So, yeah, no harm is coming to Ultra. And Ultra says, other green man smart. Alana says, how about we all step back for a second? You tell us exactly what the hell is going on. And Brainy says, I can do much better than that, Alana Strange. I can show you. And he's got the whole Legion of Superheroes training video all ready to roll. We see a little hologram of the Earth with the Legion logo next to it. Oh, dear. And he says, we have used what we call time bubbles to come back here from the 31st century, your future. And so we see the Legion, and let's just take a look at that. So we've got Brainy sort of in the background. We have Starboy still kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Ultra Boy, Phantom Girl, Colossal Boy. Yes, Phantom Girl moving forward as opposed to running away.
Dear God.
Element Lad, Block, Polar Boy, still with the ice arm.
Nice.
So again, yep. This kind of time-wise puts us back around when Johns was handling.
Second run, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when Johns was handling it. So it's like, well, I wonder if any of that happened now.
Exactly.
Which, you know, that's fine with the reboot. Things change. So.
Yep. And we have Dream Girl. Her costume hasn't changed a bit.
Nope.
Cosmic Boy, Bouncing Boy, Lightning Lass, Shrinking Violet, Dawn Star.
That's Chameleon Girl.
I'm sorry? Well, you're right. You're right. I apologize. Yes.
That's Yura with hair.
Weird.
Weird.
Tyrock, shut your mouth.
I miss him.
Mr. Tenzelkem.
Yay!
Timberwolf, Sunboy.
Yay!
Looking.
Yay, with his head.
Completely unchewed.
And all his flesh, yes.
Tellus. Nice. Can't tell if he still has feet. There's Shrinking Violet.
Yep.
Brainiac 5. Shadow Lass. Saturn Girl. Dawn Star up just above Shadow Lass. Lightning Lad. And Gates. So all our losties are present and accounted for.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah.
Says there was no threat too big for our impressive ranks to handle, or so we thought.
But looking at this, you notice he's missing, right? All the new kids.
Yes. Well, that's what happens when you start back a little ways. Now, Lemire has said that the way he's attacking it is, let's not focus on exactly when this happens, like when this comes from. He's just like, let's just take the iconic Legion and go with that.
And go with it.
And that's a good
approach. I agree, and I think that's a good plan.
So, Brainy says, it started deep in space in the Polaris system near a world that none of you are strangers to, the planet Thanagar. A priority UP alert was issued as a bizarre cosmic anomaly quickly turned into a tear in the very fabric of space-time. Which means Marty told his mom who he was.
Your kids, Marty. Your kids. They're assholes.
According to Star Trek, mobilized a full tears in space time are never good.
They are never good. No.
No. No.
The UP mobilized a full. You want me to take over, Paul? You sound a little sniffly.
Please do. Yeah, that'd be great.
Hopefully Skype will stay with me this time. As we see, the UP has mobilized a full science and war fleet, but the armada was quickly consumed as the space-time rift widened. But the rift was no anomaly. It was a doorway, and out of that doorway came a being called Infinitus. All attempts to communicate with this... Yeah, Infinitus, yes.
Right? Like, looking at him, he has the same headgear as the Infinite Man.
Yes, it's clearly
someone that we haven't got to yet in our Superboy and the Legion time frame, but we're not far off that actually.
No, it's very 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 much him.
Infinitus, the only thing he doesn't have Infinity is the Man, is the Infinity sign on his chest.
Yeah,
absolutely, that's what's absolutely. So I'm interested to see how they tie all that in, because they went with that look for a specific reason, and I think it's like you said before we hit record, you know, it is very much he got an Archie name.
Yeah, he got an Archie name.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're gonna find out at the end of this whole saga.
It makes a lot of sense why they changed his name, because I mean, hello, they've got another book out right now called The Forever People and the Infinity Man.
Good point. Very good point. Yeah.
But we're going to find out it's actually Dr. Manhattan at the end of this, so don't worry. So, Altos,
please address all lawsuits to Darren.
To Alan Moore at crazy@uk.gov. No. All attempts to communicate with this massive entity were rebuked. Infinitus did a massive alien consciousness. The UP's best minds, including mine, cannot penetrate. It seemed intent on only one thing, consuming soon. Infinitus started absorbing whole planets, entire civilizations, and into its ever-growing self. Take that, Galactus. Within hours,
I was just going to say, that's...
Yeah, Thanagar and Scion and tens of billions of souls were simply gone. They weren't gone. They were inside of him. Cozy. Anyway, the entire Legion was soon mobilized. I sent a battle squad of our most powerful members, Mon-El, Starboy, Phantom Girl, Element Lad, White Witch, Lightning Lad, and Shadow Lass. Ooh, White Witch, not Black Witch. White Witch. Interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
They raced.
Girl, get on that squad.
Yeah, they raced into space to try to slow Infinitus' march of annihilation. The planet Ron would be the next in Infinitus' path, and it was already starting to crumble as he approached. And we see where the Legion rescue squad included Block, Duo Damsel, Bouncing Boy, Shrinking Bow, and Lightning Glass desperately tried to evacuate the planet before it was too late. And back on Earth, the Legion command team and I strategized. And that apparently is Brainy, Dream Girl, looks like Polar Boy, Timberwolf. I'm not sure who the other two are right there.
Element Lad.
And maybe that's Matter Girl Lad. But who's the woman in the cape?
It's Darren.
That's, yeah, she. So Brainy. So down the bottom there, we've...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that pink suit, that's not...
It looks like it's a miscolored Matter Your Lad costume to me, so...
Yeah, you're probably right.
The one in the cape is Brainy. That's his jacket.
No, Brainy's up there by Dream Girl.
Is he?
Yeah. There's up at the top, there's Dream Girl, and then there's Brainy with his fingers on both of the keyboards there, whatever.
Could that be the look that the White Witch has now?
But she's in space, right? So that's got to be maybe Saturn Girl with a new costume or something?
Projectra?
Yeah. Oh, it could be Sensor Girl. It could be Projectra.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go with it. Huh. The space team actually managed to slow Infinitus down. Perhaps it was all the diverse power sets they were able to throw at him at once, but he eventually adapted and reacted. He unleashed an army from within his massive self, which the Infinity Man has done before. He called them
the Infinity Man.
Yeah, Infinity Race, and they kept coming. Legionnaires in space were quickly overwhelmed. Ron would soon join Thanagar and Scion as a fallen world. I ordered them to fall back to Earth so that we could regroup, but there were casualties. And you see one of the Infinity Wraiths basically moving through Shadowlass, and she screams, "Arg!" And, of course, Mon-El sees Shadowlass getting light zapped, which light is not her favorite thing, I must say. That's been established before. Okay. So. We see Mon-El carrying a limp-bodied Shadowlass at Legion headquarters. She's been terribly wounded. The others
terribly wounded.
Terribly wounded. Yeah. Terribly. It was terrible.
Terrible.
And fortified Earth. Brainy kept working, and to no one's surprise, he was able to solve the problem. Infinitus' unique energy signature held many of the same signifiers as our own time bubble technology. As I had suspected, he spanned time. But what surprised even me was that this energy signature had already been recorded in Legion archives. It matched a being who had lived nearly 1,000 years before. Yes, what?
Yeah. Sorry. No. I'm just going back to that cape picture again.
Yep.
No, never mind. Yeah, weird.
It may be Projectra or Sensor Girl. That makes sense to me. So, Ultra the Multi-Alien will become Infinitus, Brainy says. And this also explains why Mon-El went off the handle, because Shady was
busted.
Let's assume that the Shady Earthman thing never happened now. So
what?
Sorry. but Scott, this means Earthman's probably alive somewhere, right? But
yay!
Where's Harmonia?
She's at the Time Institute. Oh, thank God we reboot that shit. Oh, my God. That's forever. I don't have to be in this book anymore. Yay. On the moon of Ringor, we see our blonde squad here. apparently, Sardoth was able to transport the blondes from the brothel to this planet, this moon, with being able to fuse with Stargirl's technology. And he's like, oh, well, if you give me a chance to look at that staff, I would love that, blah, blah, blah. And Adam's there as well, wishes he could beam down there with them. But, you know, he and Alana keep switching places. And, you know, he's unstable, yada, yada, yada. And Buddy asks Sardoth to make a long-distance call, which is pretty funny. Meanwhile, Supergirl and Green Arrow have a moment. And Supergirl and Green Arrow look at the symbol carved into a rock, which is the Infinity symbol. And Green Arrow notices that, and Siren Girl says, yes, Green Arrow, I know that. I meant, why do you think it's here? And he's like, look, something's been bugging me, and we need to talk. Yeah, so talk. Supergirl seems very impatient with anyone, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Green Arrow's like, Martian Manhunter put me in charge of this away team, but back at the space station, you completely ignored my orders. And Supergirl says, yes, and by taking action, I helped us find this place sooner. I don't have time to wait for you to figure out what to do, Arrow. When I know what's right, I act. And Arrow just turns around on her and says, yeah, well, you're part of a team now, Kara. Time to start acting like it. So now we have some character development that needs to happen with the girl, with the Maid of Steel, apparently.
Butthurt.
Yeah, she's a little butthurt. And so is he.
Well, Ollie is.
Yeah, well, Ollie is. And so, well, I think she is, too. She was just called out for some bad behavior.
She's like, whatever.
So. Yeah, well, I think...
Yeah, that's very much a whatevs look she's given. That's
yeah, but I think it's going to come back and bite her in the butt, literally, in that red patch right there. Like, she's going to go off and do her own, and it's going to cause some problems. So, and so we see Buddy talking with Ellen, like you do. Yeah. Buddy, where are you? And Starkle's like, hi, Mrs. Baker. And Buddy's like, well, I'm with the Justice League. Where are we, Stargirl? Polaris System, Moon of Rhino, or something like that. Anyway, sorry, baby, but I'm not going to be home tonight. We're on a search mission for Hawkman's body, and now we're in some creepy space ruins. You're in space again? Buddy, Maxine has her gymnastics thing tomorrow. You promised you'd be here.
I love this. This is
hilarious. I know. Tell her I'm really sorry, and I'll bring her a souvenir from space. And
I missed the end of Lemire's Animal Man run, so it looks like Buddy and Ellen got back together, and those crazy kids are all...
So, yep, they did. For did now. They?
Oh, for now. For now. Yeah.
Because he still has his promise to the aliens outstanding that he has to become the protector of the universe.
That's true. So everyone take a drink. Whap thoom.
Close enough. Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jeff Lemire, for getting us drunk. And Sparkle says... Animal Man? And he's like, hold on, kid. A souvenir? Okay, but it better not be another jetpack. Because, you know, Ellen's always got to pick up after the jetpacks. And Stargirl, like, turns on the cosmic staff and says, Animal Man! Hey, I'm on the space phone here. And she's like, it's Bith. And we turn the page, and it's this huge egg-like head with this huge tentacle-like creature. And he's already ensnared Green Arrow and Supergirl. And Animal's like, oh, crap balls, Ellen, I gotta go. And Bith says, my good friends from Earth, right on time. And Supergirl visions one of the tentacles. Shrek, get your creepy tentacles off me. I've seen enough hentai. I know where this is going. and then Green Arrow says, we came for Hawkman's body, Bith. Did you take it when you escaped from the Thanagarians? And Hawkman, oh, you mean my loyal soldier, Catter Hall? Why, he's right here. And, of course, they turn around and see a really angry Catter Hall with a really sharp mace.
Yes.
It's a mace with pointy bits coming out of it, kids. This is not that here, I'm going to hit you on the head with it, and you're going to be knocked unconscious. No, I'm going to hit you and impale you with, like, four or five of these suckers, and you're going to bleed. Yay.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hawkman says, are these the ones, Lord Bith? Are these the bastards who killed me?
Ooh. Damn.
Okay, okay. Meanwhile, back on Earth, and Equinox says, wait, how is this child going to be the Infinitus thing?
That's Alanna. Total...
Oh, sorry, that's Alanna, sorry.
Yeah,
They're wearing very similar costumes. We need to fix that.
They really are, aren't they?
we need some color changes on Alanna, probably. How is this child going to become the Infinitus thing? I'm totally lost. And Equinox is like, you're lost. And Mon-El says, the how isn't important. That thing is going to kill Shadowlass. I will not allow that to happen. And Saturn Girl, yeah, with the telepathy.
Definitely stop. Short hair.
Yeah, yeah, short hair. Mon-El, stop. Shadowlass is not dead. What are you talking about, Saturn Girl? If you just waited and not stormed off back to this time period alone, you'd have seen that White Witch was able to save her. She's still in a coma, but I think she's going to recover. And there's Phantom Girl going, it's true, Mon. She's going to be okay. And Phantom Girl is Shady's best friend.
Yeah.
So, and this is Phantom Girl doing what she does best, really. Taking care of the fellow Legionnaires.
Running away?
No. Hey. Taking care of her fellow Legionnaires. That's what Phantom Girl
does.
There
you go.
As long as it's not dangerous. Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Scott? Your favorite Legionnaire is dead.
No, he's not.
Which one? Earthman or Karate Kid?
Yes.
Okay. And Alanna says, this Shadowlass is your... yes, I thought I'd lost her. So clearly they're back together in this story.
Or we're never apart.
Or never apart, one of the two. And Brainy says, none of this changes the fact that Ultraman will become Infinitus. That is a problem that needs to be solved. And Marshall Manor says, that is merely a theory, and a theory does not give you the right to send Mon-El back to murder a child. And Brainy says, it is no theory, it is fact. That child will become Infinitus, and he will murder billions of alien lives. Manhunter, I could go over all my calculations and data, but I have a level 12 intelligence, and quite frankly, I'm afraid it would be lost on you.
Wow. Okay, that's what I was waiting for. Wow. That's what I was waiting for. Brainy's voice has been off to me until that line.
Yep. The arrogance of, I don't have time to explain this to you.
Because he's been all like, I'll show you our video. And to me, it was like, it just didn't feel Brainy to me. Like, normally he'd be just like, I don't have the time to dumb it down for you people.
And it would be Saturn Girl who would be telling the story instead of Brainy.
Yeah, exactly. So until his voice felt off to me until this particular line. And well, it's like, it is.
Yeah, maybe he was just trying to be patient with them.
Well, I don't know. I think that maybe they're just trying to soften him down a little bit. Like, he's been too much of the really snotty bastard Brainy.
And this is sort of taking him back. That's my favorite Brainy, though.
Well, for sure. But I mean, originally Brainy wasn't like that. It wasn't so much.
You know what? You're right. This is more like the old Levitt's Brainy.
Yeah. And then, but he's got just a touch of that.
He's got a touch of the arrogance, but not so much that it's off-putting.
Fair. So. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
And Brainy goes on to say, now, as I said, Mon-El acted rashly. He raced off and took matters into his own hands, but I prefer mediation whenever possible. So here is my offer. When we left the 34th century, Infinitus was still 36 hours from Earth. So I will allow us 24 hours to work together to determine exactly how Ultra becomes Infinitus and prevent it. 24 hours or what, Brainiac 5? Or Manhunter, the rest of the Legion, nearly 20 other superhumans, many as powerful as Mon-El, will follow us back here, and together we will destroy that child at any cost.
Yeah.
Wow.
See,
meanwhile,
again,
floating head appears.
So it's not like he's going to be, well, maybe he is, but, you know, is he really going to come? It's this whole, like, time passes for us exactly the same. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Time is a place.
Future is a place.
And I get that you don't want to be sort of messing with your own timeline too much, because otherwise you keep coming back seconds after you left, and it's like, well, you've aged like 10 days in that
time.
And eventually that all adds up. But anyway.
Get one word all for right. you. One word for you. Fry.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So the talking head appears, and it's Green Arrow's talking head. And it says, Anhunter, come in. Anhunter? Who's that?
Got cut off right at the beginning.
Yeah. Green Arrow, this is not a good time. Yeah, well, make it a good time. We got trouble right here in River City. we found Hawkman
and... Starts with a T, and that rhymes with...
Yeah, exactly. We found Hawkman and Biff. The first Green Arrow. Fascinating, Brainy says. The first, really.
Oh, wow.
Biff, how is he involved in this? You don't understand. He wants Ultra, and that's not all. Hawkman is a lot... And we see Green Arrow getting the smackdown. Reminds me of those old Justice League issues where Hawkman and Green Arrow did not get along.
I was just going to say that, exactly.
Funny, the more things change, it felt weird to me when Green Arrow was
saying, my friend, you know, it's like, really?
Well, this is exactly what the GOP did to the Democrats in the last election, so I'm not surprised it's happened here.
Oh, there you go.
Womp, womp.
Too soon.
No, really. that was a butt hurt right there. Hawkman goes, you've made a mistake turning your back in battle, human. Thwack. Oh, and there goes Green Arrow. That all you got, Archer? The way Lord Biff talked about you and your scumbag friends, I expected more. Lord Biff, Green Arrow says. I don't know what I'm more confused about, Hawkman. How the hell it is you are alive, if that really is you, or why you're taking orders from a terrorist like Biff. But if you won't stop hitting me and listen to reason, I'm going to have to shove some down your beak. That's the way I like them. And we get a huge two-page, at least it looks like a two-page splash. It's on my computer, so I can't tell, of Stargirl and Animal Man and Supergirl beaten up on a Tyrannosaurus Rex that is clearly Biff because it's talking and got really tiny arms. And Hawkman appears to be coming after Green Arrow. This is actually the nicest bit of art I've seen in this book so far. Just because and it hasn't it's been very that. Dynamic. I mean,
absolutely. But there's been a lot of that. He's done a good job. But yeah, this is particularly.
It's very nice. It's very nice. And we see Supergirl bitch slap Biff. Flap. And he slaps him so hard he turns back into his original self. Yep. Oh, but I'm not insane at all, Supergirl. I am the usher of the true new universe. Really? The one that will consume all. I am his herald, his voice across time. Really?
Oh. Herald?
Herald. Herald. He said herald. Not herald, as in Harold and Maude, but... Harold.
Right, but Harold is in Galactus.
As in Galactus?
That's what it makes me think of right away. Whenever I hear someone in a cosmic comic book talking about being a Harold, I always think of the Heralds of Galactus, like the Silver Surfer, like all the other ones.
Fire Lord and Nova and...
Yeah. Exactly. Good times.
Good times. And Supergirl grabs Biff by the neck, if that really is his neck, who can tell, on Shapeshifters. I don't know what you're feeding these people to brainwash them.
He thought it was my neck. It's really my wiener.
It could be my wiener. You'll never know. This church of yours, but it's over. That's just it. You can't stop us. We never end. We are the church of the infinite, and I am our high priest. I'm so high. Do you know how old I am, Supergirl? You wouldn't believe me if I told you. I wish I could tell you everything. I wish I could show you all that I've seen. None of this is an accident. Coincidence does not exist. It is all ordained. I have seen the patterns etched in time. And Supergirl once again gives him the haymaker. Shut up!
Yep.
I have engineered it all. Sardath and his cronies starting the Ultra Project, your team gathering on Ron, and this. I have also planned for this very day. Here, it's all connected. It's all a puzzle, and only I can see the pieces. But first, the Messiah must be brought here. Messiah, what are you rambling about?
He's not the Messiah. He's a very naughty boy.
Very naughty.
Take a drink.
Can't you see? It is Ultra. It is all about Ultra. I created him. He is to be the vessel. Meanwhile, back on Earth, you won't get off this moon, Biff, and Ultra is halfway across the galaxy on Earth. Maybe, but yeah, so are my best agents, my inner circle. My cadre. Really now, Jeff Lemire?
Padre.
Really? Should be arriving as we speak. Your friends on Earth have no idea what's coming. And for those of you who don't know Justice League Detroit like I do, let me give you the lowdown on these five folks right here.
Damn.
The left one appears to be Shatterfist.
Yeah.
The middle one is the Overmaster, and he was the head of the Cadre back in the day. He created them, and he was actually a pretty big bad villain when Justice League Bwahaha era finally went away. The Flying Woman is Shrike, I think she met her end in the Suicide Squad. And you know, someone should really do a Suicide Squad podcast.
Oh, right?
Nah.
I know.
Just saying.
The woman with the tattered cape is Nightfall, and the guy next to her was called Black Mass back in the day. Now, clearly, these are new versions of these characters because now they are aliens and not just transformed humans. So, more to see next time, I suppose.
Yeah.
And we get back to the action. Animal Man, what is this place? Something is really wrong here. I can feel it too, kid. Just stay close. And we hear up close enough. Boom. Take a drink, people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The Cadre, it should also be noted, also appeared in the Power Company book. And I know of at least one listener that will love that has already been screaming at the speakers, saying that, and that would be, of course, our friend Wet Rats.
Indeed.
Who loves that indeed. Book.
We should note that Fastball and Crowbar, two members of the old Cadre, appear not to be here right now.
True. Thus far, so, yes.
Thus far. I'm guessing that they were omitted because of their coolness factor.
Yeah.
Just a guess. Mon-El and all the Legionnaires and the Justice League members are like, what the hell is happening? Boom. And Hawkman looks up into the sky and there's this big pink light and says, it's time for me to go to the gay bar. No. Green Arrow says, time? Time for what?
I want to go to the gay bar.
The Mountie says, Equinox, stay with the child. Ultra. Meanwhile, everyone else is running outside. Supergirl still got her hand around Bith's neck. And Bith says, I made sure I performed the ceremony right before you arrived. It's too late to stop it now.
Oh, and, Archimandius.
Yep. We see the Cadre outside, and we see the Legion and the Justice League greet them, and it's about to go down, bitches. Supergirl's demanding, what have you done, Bith? I've opened time and space, and soon from that remarkable child, Infinitus will be born. And we see a really weird looking guy peering out of that as the Legion are still fighting Bith and his minions on that. The Justice League are fighting Bith and his minions on that moon. So, all in all, an excellent start to what appears to be
really
cool story starting. So, hey.
I gotta say, I'm digging it. I'm liking the character stuff. I'm liking the banter between the characters. I'm liking that there is some actual character development going on in amongst all this.
Yep.
And
loving
still
it.
Still lots of stuff is happening.
This is not one of those comics where they could have told that in three panels. There's a lot of stuff.
Totally. A lot happened there. And
you got your money's worth on this comic, kids.
Yeah. So, yeah, looking forward to seeing where this all goes.
Indeed. Indeed. I'm excited about this comic, actually, right now. And I haven't been excited about a comic in some time. So, yay.
Isn't that awesome? Isn't it a great feeling?
It is. It's very awesome. It's awesome to be excited about a comic.
For sure.
And hopefully the next one will come out soon, and we can do it. It'll be good to break up the Karate Kid stuff with this new modern stuff, at least.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
And maybe, you know, because then maybe we can win. I still want to win the contest. It might be too late, but the bicentennial contest with the
Are you the Lord of your domain?
Mm. No, no, he's
king,
not.
King of the castle. King of the castle, sir. Castle. King of the castle.
Don't make me call Jana Winker up, because, you know.
As Sir Mister of Tea would say, I pity the fool. Sorry, I'm just blah, blah, blah.
You just pity the fool that wakes Jan up?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's madness.
But Darren, you are the one who is going to wake her up. So you pity yourself?
I see
very
the logic.
Very confusing, isn't it?
See, yes. I see the logic in that thought there. I should not call her. I'll call her tomorrow when she's at work. Yeah.
Actually, she's taking this week off. She's got an exam on Friday that she's
darn
taking,
it!
So.
To heck.
At any rate, a couple of things, a bit of feedback. This one came on the Twitter. We are on the Twitter, LOSP Podcast. Jim Burton congratulated us on our 6 years. This is a few weeks back when it was our 6 year anniversary. He said, top six reasons to listen: Paul, Darren, Matt, Scott, the Legion, duh, and Substitute Squad.
Woohoo!
What's that?
I have no idea.
I seems like squirrels involved.
And in answer to and this was from episode 313. Jim also posted to the website. He's like using all of the feedback methods. This is awesome.
it's like what they were meant for and stuff.
I know, right? But he's using them all. And he said, Matt was too kind to say it, but I'm not. Lab Rats is awful. Writing, acting, characters, awful. I'd substitute classic Star Trek for Legion fans for its diverse cast and high content of sci-fi adventure and melodrama. Darren did redeem himself, oh my,
really?
By including Powerpuff Girls and Phineas and Ferb,
had,
though.
Have eventually.
Yeah, I think it's because you said something nice about Lab Rats.
Oh, Jesus. Really? You hold that against me?
Yes. He said, my go-to ended too soon. My go-to ended too soon comic series is The Shadow by Andy Helfer and Kyle Baker.
Yeah.
Was awesome.
Love me some Kyle Baker. Mm-hmm.
Love me some Shadow. Says,
trippy as hell, suspenseful and hilarious by turns, featuring gorgeous art and the most egregious unresolved cliffhanger ever. Oh, so true. And he said, runners up are Aztec and the recent Mark Andreyko penned Manhunter series.
Yeah,
for him, what?
Aztec was awesome.
Very true. Very true. Fave books as a kid were largely Marvel, Amazing Spider-Man, Marvel Team Up, Avengers and Defenders, plus Brave and Bold and JLA. I too enjoyed comics with many characters running around. More bang for the limited buck. And he wished a belated happy Thanksgiving to Scott and I, and an early happy Thanksgiving to you two.
Oh, thanks,
Darren and Matt. So
happy Turkey
and
Day.
He says, keep up the great work, all. Long live LOSP.
Yay!
And what else we got here? Just pull in a couple of the other things. I think that catches us up, actually.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wait. Jim had also commented on an earlier episode, episode 310, the wait.
Wow.
So is he Monarch now?
Give it time. Everyone's
this
Monarch
was the,
eventually.
This was when we did the... actually, it's appropriate that we talk about it on this episode because we're back to Justice League United again. So his thing, he said, as Paul mentioned, the main reason I hold 0 Hour in such low regard is its unceremonious dismissal of the JSA.
Agreed.
Fortunately, Johns, Goyer, and Robinson would later demonstrate the story possibilities of Legacy Heroes. And he said, and yeah, I'll certainly listen to your discussions of the lesser DC events. The podcast should be great listening. I wouldn't miss Darren's take on Extraneo for all the musical theater on Broadway.
Oh, you just wait for it. It is coming, my friend. Yes.
Yeah.
If they didn't dismiss the JSA, we never would have had Starman. And they probably would have just been languishing like they had been before.
Well, absolutely. You know what? That is what led us to having such a great JSA series. So, you know, like being able to bring them back like that was huge. So, you know, yeah, did it suck the way it happened?
Yes.
Yeah, it did. Because you know what? For me as a big Dr. Fate fan, having Dr. Fate go away so that we could have Fate.
Oh my God, that was horrible, wasn't it?
Friggin' horrendous.
That was so 90s. Liefeld should have made it.
Oh yeah, ooh, absolutely.
But the
6 months before, he would have.
I was gonna say the Giffen Book of Fate though was pretty good.
I like Giffen's art in the backups of Flash when he was doing Dr. Fate. That was excellent. Mm-hmm. That made me a Dr. Fate fan.
And Giffen, you know, he and DeMatteis did a couple of Dr. Fate miniseries as well that were fantastic.
And he did the second series of the post 0 hour Fate.
Mm-hmm. But let's just face it, Fate.
I never got that far. I never got far, and I'd like to point out for the record that I didn't do the Let's Face It. it's a good point. I never got to the Giffen stuff on Book of Fate, and I have heard good things, you know, from you, Matt, and also from others. I never got to it because and I'll admit, I was a big Dr. Fate fan at the time. As I still am, but I mean, I was reading the Dr. Fate book, and then it was like, Dr. Fate's going away, and we got this guy, and I didn't like the first few issues of that series, and so I never checked anything out further, and so that's perhaps something I should look at if I ever get to a convention again.
I think there was like 8 issues, and if you pay more than $1.50 for the series, you may
have. Yeah.
You may have overpaid.
Exactly. So, well, very cool. Very cool. I'm just trying to think of a couple of things that I have read recently that I enjoyed. I finally checked out Gotham Academy. Love it.
Ooh, how do you like it?
I really liked it. It's awesome. Great. Yeah, it's a very cool book, and yeah, you know, like I say, I've been slowly dipping my toes back in, and you know, anything I've been getting has been in the digital realm, and it's still a great way to sample stuff and to check it out. So,
and that art is just awesome on it.
It really is. You can't go wrong with Carl Kerschel.
Oh,
you really can't. He's Carl Kerschel is a solid artist, and you're always getting something good out of him. It's great storytelling, and you just can't go wrong with that dude. Where is it? Yeah, so just looking at the So anyway, so we'll get to. Sorry, I'm just confused here by the Comixology is messing me up.
You're about to be on the cold medicine, aren't you?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
you can't edit yourself, so you know.
I know, right? Anyone else got anything to add, or shall we wrap up?
Wrap it.
All right, comments as always, and Jim Burton knows all of this stuff. He's done it. Mm-hmm. Comments, as always, are welcome at legionofsubstitutepodcasters@gmail.com. You can join in the conversation on our Facebook page, which can be found at facebook.legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com. And we are on the Twitter. We are LOSP Podcast. And in addition to all these things, you can head over to our website, legionofsubstitutepodcasters.com, and you can leave a comment on this or any episode. And with that, we make our way back into the time bubble, because we're going to go back and we're going to get that Ultra Kid. And we will see you all in the 21st century next week. Where's Scott?
I don't know. Scott.
Oh, right. That's him.
And we will see you all.
That's perfect.
And we will...
That's it. We'll see you all. Cut it now.
Next week.
Go to commercial.